Good afternoon, everyone. Being 4:30, I'll declare the meeting of the July meeting of the Bannockshire Council open. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we live on, the Wurundjeri and Bilma people, and pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Also, to remind you that this meeting is audio recorded and can be accessed by journalists whenever they like. We're all in attendance. Apologies from Councillor Sly. Members leave absent. There are no approved. Public question time. The time of meeting when members of the public confront the dais and ask a question of myself or the CEO about council business. And we will attempt to answer or put it on notice for further research. Name and address.
My name is Tanya Coffey and I live out in North Manor at 14 Mallow Place. So my question is literally about pedestrian and sort of possible cycleway trails for to accommodate the increased traffic on Barabup Road, limited to that area. That's my experience. I've been made aware that there are some plans that are being explored. However, I'm asking if there are some, if there is a time frame for when we might be able to get that specific safety measure in place, because we are experiencing a lot of increased traffic, particularly jeopardising the safety of younger people.
Yes, obviously that is an item of discussion informally at council at the moment. I assume that over the next month or two that will become a more formal discussion, and we'll and ask the CEO to make a comment.
Thank you, Mr. President. So the Shire staff and councillors have identified this exact issue, vehicle speed and then the pedestrian and additional cycle traffic that's becoming everything in Nanup. There's a couple of things we're doing immediately. We're working with DBCA to see if we can get some waste stop finding through Condall Park, because that has outlets at various points into that North Nanup area. The works manager has also been doing, or will be doing, some costings around shoulder widening, and then we're also working with Main Roads to put dedicated drop speed limit zones in that area as well, because as the traffic and as the people increases, having all those parameters will help with that.
Thank you.
Leave of absence. There are no approved leave of absence for this meeting. Any applications for leave of absence? I have none in front of me. Confirmation of minutes, 5.1 of the ordinary council meeting, 26th of June. I have a mover that Councillor Hanson has moved. You have an amendment there?
Yes.
Seconder for that, please. Councillor Brown.
Under the reports by members attending meetings, Sustainability Advisory Committee.
Subject to the following reports of members attending meetings. Sustainable Advisory Committee, Councillor Dean Hanson attended. Delete Curtis, Fraser, Brown, Sly, and Gibb. That's okay with you? Yes. So, with that amendment, there's Councillor Hanson has moved that as part of the motion. Anyone want to discuss it? Yes. Not, I'll move that as the new motion. In favour? Against? Carried. I have no announcement as a presiding member. Disclosure of interest, three disclosures of interest. One from the CEO, 11.2 delegated planning decisions, and as a indirect financial interest there. Councillor Brown, 11.2 delegated planning decisions, she has a direct financial interest there. And Councillor Curtis, 11.2 delegated planning decisions, she has a direct financial interest there. And those two will leave the room. Three will leave the room at that discussion. One, two, three, four, five. We still have a quorum. Are there any questions of members? There are no questions of members. Give you notice. There are no presentations today. Members, reports of members attending committees. We'll start to the right, Councillor Gibb.
Thanks, Mr. President. Yeah, I only have one to report, 7th of July budget workshop meeting that I attended. Thank you.
Which was a partnership between the LDAC and the District High School, very well attended. I think there was about 40 children all up in the two sessions. 10th of July and 17th of July budget rates workshop meetings.
Councillor Fraser.
Same as Councillor Brown, the 4th of July volunteered at Blue Light District. Great to see the kids into it. We've got enough children in town that we can have a dance. Thursday the 10th of July, we had the second budget workshop from 2 o'clock to 5.30 without any toilet break, nor food, and the only reason the meeting actually got stopped because one had a medical episode. So, and then Thursday the 17th of July, we had our third budget workshop meeting, which is 2 o'clock to 5.30, but this time we all had to have a toilet break and we had catered for food and we got through a lot more stuff, so we need to be
okay.
3rd of July, communications agreement meeting, 10th of July, budget workshop, 17th of July, budget workshop, and today's concert forum.
Yes, very quiet month, thank God. 10th of July, budget workshop for me. Okay. We may have to take a few of this out of order, because we won't have a quorum for 11.2 if we do. Although it's annual general meeting, voting delegates. The annual general meeting is in September at the conference. Recommendation there that council nominate myself and another delegate as Logan Association's AGM voting. Councillor Curtis, Councillor Brown, Councillor Sly are the other three people attending.
Can I move suspend standing orders to discuss who may be?
Yes, you can. Of course you can. Councillor Brown has moved suspension standing orders. Councillor Curtis has seconded. All those in favour? Gets carried.
I'm happy to be either of those three positions. That's
in
one of those three positions.
Yeah,
it'll be
like
four of us attending.
Well, with four of us, two are going to vote and two are going to be subs, aren't they?
I'll be a sub.
Councillor Brown, Councillor Curtis, room between you two, who wants to vote? Yeah. Councillor Sly's not here at the moment, so. Yeah, okay. Councillor Brown.
Yeah,
Okay, so when we go into back into session, Councillor Brown will be the voting member, and Councillor Sly and Curtis as the delegates backing up. Okay, resume standing orders. Councillor Brown's moved, Councillor Curtis has seconded to resume standing orders. All in favour? Against? Carried. Simple majority. Can I have a move and recommendation? Councillor Curtis Brown's moved. Councillor Brown, Councillor be the voting delegate, and Councillor Sly and Councillor Curtis be the backups. Seconded that, Councillor Curtis seconded. Any discussion? All in favour? Carried. I might come back to 3.3 because we need a quorum, we need an absolute majority, sorry, which is 5. And one with two of you out of the room. One, two, sorry. Just making cubes again, aren't you? Okay, we'll do 11.2 then. 11.2, plannings, 11.2, note that at 4.41, Councillor Brown, Councillor Curtis and CEO left the room, and we need a simple majority of this, which is 4 votes. Can I move a signal that the Council receive the report and delegate development approval?
Who moves?
Councillor Gibb has moved, Councillor Fraser has seconded. Councillor Gibb, do you wish to speak?
No, nothing to add to the officer's recommendation.
Councillor Prather?
No, I concur. There's only one delegated planning decision this month, for June. So.
Councillor Hanson, you wish to speak? Open to the vote. All in favour? Against? Carried. Okay. Very small agenda this month. Payment of accounts resolution on page 12. Move to seconded for that, please. Councillor Gibb. Councillor Brown. Councillor Gibb.
Officer's recommendation that Council notes the payment of accounts totalling $325,428.29 for the period 1st of June to 30th of June 2025 as per the attachment 11.3.1.
Councillor Brown. Anyone else wish to speak? No one's got any questions? Must be a first. Okay, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. 11.4. Recommendation on page 17. Officer recommendation, 11.4, page 17. Move and seconded. Councillor Hanson has moved. Councillor Curtis, our second. Councillor Hanson, you have a glass of water ready?
The Shire imposes differential rates based on the purpose which landholders is used. Council's yet to adopt the 25-26 budget, and under the Local Government Act is required to give local public notice of the intention to impose these rates and the statement of objectives and reasons for the differential rates. The Shire has held 3 budget workshops and will continue to meet to set the budget. The motion seeks to increase minimum rates, GRV gross rental value, GRV general by $104 per annum, GRV industrial by $114 per annum, GRV short-term hosted by $164, GRV unhosted by $234. unimproved gen, or 114, UV mining 114, and UV plantation $223. The value of rates charged will differ according to their GRV, which is set by the Valuer General's Office. The minimums need to increase to enable the Shire to meet its expenditure commitments for the next financial year. I have concerns that these increases to GRV general and unimproved general may cause some financial distress to those on low and fixed incomes, but they've been proposed to increase by the lowest amount that will still meet the budget requirements. In the past budget, short-term accommodation was imposed on all properties being used for this purpose. Council acknowledges the contribution of hosted accommodation suppliers to the tourism industry by personally assisting their visitors to experience NADUP and directing them to food, shopping and experience providers in town. Their on-property presence ensures that visitors do not detract from the amenity of neighbours and controls the impact of antisocial behaviour. These providers are also involved and contribute to the local community in their private capacity. The unhosted properties take the benefits provided by council without these added contributions to the community. This motion allows for advertising of the minimums, differential rates, and the statement of objectives and reasons. This motion does not bind the council to the stated rates, and all submissions from ratepayers will be considered by council, which will allow a final calculation to be made and budget put forward to a future meeting for approval.
Councillor Curtis. Anyone else wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Fraser.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that we started at 12.18% to get our budget this year, so with all our workshopping and long time spending in here, and we got down to 8%. Now, hopefully, that the people in the Shire and the ratepayers think that we have done our job, so it's going to be fun.
Can I speak for or against? If not, Councillor Hanson, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. No motions of previous notice. No need to close the meeting. At this point, I did close the meeting at 4:48.